It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I've always said there are two types of white people in this world.
Have you always?
Working class white people, and then the, I took a year off after college to go backpack through Europe, white people. Definitely not the working class ones.
No.
And it looks like for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, we have the second class of white person on the
good.
Phone. His name's Connor, obviously.
Yeah, that
obviously.
Works. Yeah, it does. It fits a description.
What's up, Connor? How are you?
What's going on? Hey, look, I mean, in all honesty, college is rough.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah, I mean, it must be hard.
Why not take a few years off, backpack around?
Retire.
Yeah.
You know, I make fun of people like you, Connor, but it's only because I'm very jealous.
You're a little peanut butter and jelly of me.
You could call it that if that's what people
that
like
lame.
You say.
That was
then
lame.
I'm with you.
I'll show myself the door.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, I read your email, and we'll get into all that in just a second. So why don't you start telling us, first of all, your situation and what you want to do with an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Well, I'm about to graduate college, and,
awesome.
You know, I learned a lot, and I had a great time. I worked hard. I was also simultaneously working a part-time job as a karate teacher's assistant.
Cool.
Which is really awesome, but sad to say that has nothing to do with my degree. I'm receiving a degree in philosophy.
Oh, and, so one of those high-paying degrees.
Yeah, to be honest, I really always perceived it as a cool major, but I honestly have no idea what to do with it. And that's also why I'm working a job, you know, as a karate teacher's assistant. It's something I'm good at, but there's no correlation. There's no connection between the philosophy degree. And I really wish I had put in a little more thought because now I'm kind of in this pickle of what do I do life after college?
Yep.
Okay. So you're in like a little crisis mode right now. What do you do once you graduate?
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking a lot of people do it and they seem to be well off later on. I was thinking about possibly taking a year or two off after graduation to reflect on school, just absorb all the information I learned, travel the world, maybe network with people here and there.
Do you have the money to do that? I mean, you have a trust fund or something, I'm guessing.
Well, I was thinking that I would possibly move back in with my parents.
Okay.
And that's why I need your help today.
You want us to help you move?
Is that it? Well, I just really need advice how to approach the situation because deep down inside, I know my parents love me, but also I have a feeling, I mean, they made adjustments to the house after I left. They turned my bedroom into an art studio.
Oh.
My dad's very into sculpting. Mm. So they're happy for me and they love me, but I think they're also happy to kind of have more space to themselves and do what they want with the house, you know, kind of the empty nester mentality.
You want to ask them to let you move back into the house and to fund your travels around the world for the next couple of years?
Well, not all of it, just some of it. I still have my part-time karate job to cover some of the costs.
Okay.
I don't think it's asking for a lot. I mean, they're my parents.
You don't think it's asking for a lot? Can I ask, did they also pay for your college?
Yes. I mean, I took out some loans, and they're probably going to help me out with that, too, a little bit.
Okay.
But I pay part ways, too. Again, I have the karate job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think the biggest issue is? Moving back in, you think that they probably don't want you to move back in?
Yeah. That's pretty much
okay.
It.
So what do you want to do with your call, then?
Well, I want to call my mom and let her know that this is my game plan post-grad, and I just want to hear what she has to say.
And what type of mom is she? Coddling mom, overprotective mom, sick of you mom?
She's overprotective of me. She cares. She loves me.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
But you're pretty sure that she's not going to be, like, super excited about the fact of you wanting to move back in?
Well, that's the problem. I don't know. This is not something I've really brought up, but they have dropped a lot of hints that implies to me that they're just not interested in having me. I mean, in their mind, they were like, oh, he's going to graduate college. And he's going to go off and get his own apartment, his own place, and he's going to live his life. And, you know, he'll come home for the holidays. And,
right.
And I think that's where their mind is at.
So you need advice on how to tell your mom that you're going to be moving back in when they've already converted your room into something else.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and give you a little bit of advice, and then you can make your phone call, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Connor is on the phone. And Connor, like a lot of college students, is about ready to head out into the real world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for him, the real world is a little bit different. The real world for him is going to be vacation for the next few years while he just tries to figure it all out. At least that's what he's hoping, because he wants to call his mom and ask if he can move back in and take a few years off after college and just kind of freeload off of the family for a little bit before he gets to work. Is that pretty much sum it up for you, Connor?
I mean, I don't know. I think you're kind of spinning the story a little bit. I mean, it's not a vacation. I'm still going to mentally think about what my future is like.
Think about it, huh? Okay.
Yeah, walking through Paris sounds tough.
That must be hard. Yeah, it must be hard to think about things.
I still have my karate assistant job.
Yeah.
Right.
But to be honest, I'm just really freaking out about this. I just don't know what she's going to say. I don't know how she's going to react.
All right,
so,
well,
Connor, what if she just says, no, get a job?
I have a job.
No, like a job, like a full-time job, Connor.
Like a career.
No, that's the thing. I want to take the time to think about getting a full-time job. I just need to figure out what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you before, I'm graduating with a philosophy degree. And I mean, I guess this is my fault, but I don't know what the hell to do with a philosophy degree.
Okay. Why even make the phone call? You know, you wanted some advice on what to say. Why not just show up with your stuff? It's probably not going to turn you away.
I don't know. I know you guys are the experts. You do this best, and I just really need your help.
I guess just to try to assure her that it's not going to be forever.
Yeah, and somehow paint it as a positive experience. Maybe play on the fact that maybe she regrets not doing something like that, or
okay,
once in a lifetime.
And
maybe
thank
think
her.
About some ways that you could also help. Like, it'd be good because I can do this around the house, or you know, whatever. I don't know, some ways you can. You're not like you're just hanging out on the couch, chilling for 2 years.
Useful.
Yeah. Getting her to do your laundry and make you dinner.
Man, I could do a dish or two.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Don't put it exactly like that, but tell her that you'll help out. All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Connor, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Everything's okay. I'm just calling to see how you're doing.
You never call us unless there's a problem or you're wasted. Are you drunk?
No, I'm not. Mom, calm down. Just chill. I'm fine.
Unless there's a problem, you're only text me. You never call me.
Mom, calm down. There's no problem. I can assure you I'm doing totally okay. I just wanted to know how you were doing and how you and Dad were holding up.
I don't buy that.
You don't? But I'm not allowed to call my own mother and just see how she's doing?
No, you know I love when you call me. I just, it doesn't seem right.
Mom, I could assure you I am totally fine.
You're not getting kicked out of school or anything. You know, you are graduating. Nothing's wrong with your grades or anything. You know, Grandpa's flying in for your graduation.
I know that. And I'm excited. I'm not getting kicked out of school. I promise you, I've been busting my butt in every single class. I'm just honestly calling to see how you're doing. So could you tell me what's been going on? What's up? How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just sitting here drinking a smoothie and watching the news. Your dad's at the mechanic.
What flavor smoothie is it?
Blueberry and banana. Why are you so interested in my smoothie?
Oh, man. I could really go for one of your smoothies. I really, really could.
Okay, what is it that you want?
No. It just sounds like a really good smoothie, and I miss you. I miss your cooking. I miss your smoothies, and yeah.
That's BS.
All right. Well, Mom, I need one small thing from you. Nothing big. Nothing huge. Just one small, tiny thing.
How tiny are we talking?
Very like small, like maybe.
Wait it out.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm doing well, too, and I'm really excited to graduate college soon, and, you know, I work really hard in school, and I bust my butt, and I show up to class on time, and I
know you're working hard. I know you're working hard, so how much is this going to cost me?
I mean, really, it doesn't have to cost you anything. You know, I've been thinking the best thing for me to do after I graduate, you know, because I really want to make sure I'm making the right decision with finding the perfect job. And, you know, I've been at the karate job for quite some time, making decent money there. But with school and the job, it really has kind of burned me out. So I was thinking that maybe I just need a little bit of processing time.
Processing time. What is that? What does that mean? Is that a millennial word or a philosophy word? What is this?
Mom, don't overthink it. It's just exactly what it sounds like. It's time to reflect on the past few years, absorb that information, and really think about my future.
Connor, I'm not following what you're saying. What is it that you want?
Okay, well, I was wondering if I could spend my time processing and reflecting on the past years at home with you.
You've still lost me, hon.
Mom, I love you. Can I move back in with you? Mom?
God damn it.
I don't think that's a good sign.
That's a no,
I don't think that's a good sign at all.
Oh, I love Sharon.
Heck is that?
Hey, what's up, Sharon?
Hi, Sharon.
Who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Connor, are you still there?
Hey, Mom.
I'm sure you're confused right now, Sharon. I'll answer. I'll answer
the question. What the hell is going on?
I'll explain. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show, and we do a segment called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have an issue with someone and you don't know exactly how to bring it up, we'll give you advice as long as you call them on our show. And Connor was trying to figure out how to call you and ask to move back in after college. God damn it, right?
That was my favorite response ever.
I think that sounds like a childlike thing to do, don't you think, Connor?
Wait, call
a
us?
Child?
Yeah.
Like, Mom, I'm your son. What is that supposed to mean?
You can't just call me up. You've got to call a radio station and have the radio call me.
Well, Mom, to be quite honest, I just had the feeling the past, you know, few months you've been implying that you don't want me back because you turned my bedroom into a studio for Dad. You said it's really nice to have a lot of space in your house, and I know you love me, but it just sounds like you're thrilled to kind of get rid of me.
Sweetie, you're an adult now. It's time for you to grow up and move on.
Mom, I just went through college. I just busted my butt in college. And my friend Jeremy, his parents are letting him move back in.
Yeah, I don't care what Jeremy's parents are doing. We're doing what's best for you. It's time for you to fly the coop, you know, start your life.
Well, Mom, are you implying that you don't love me? Because that's what it sounds
like. Are you implying that you don't love me? Oh, my God. Get a grip.
Connor, it's been an easy ride for you. I think it's time for you to graduate, get a job, get an apartment, get a girlfriend. You know, I mean, that's the order of life.
Mom, I do have a job. I'm working as a karate teacher assistant.
That can pay for your apartment.
Mom, no, it can't. And I've been paying some of the bills in college. There are kids who don't pay anything towards their college.
Yeah, you know, we asked you to pay for half of your cell phone bill. It's not that big of a deal.
What?
That's it?
Mom, you are being super unfair right now, and it is not okay with me.
You're acting like a baby.
Mom, I'm not acting like a baby. I figured it comes with the territory of being a mother to care for your child.
All right, listen, sweetie, listen. I know the way you are. Just take a deep breath and let's talk.
The way I am? What am I? Tell me what I am.
What am I? Oh, my God. You're really funny to me, Connor. Sorry.
You're overreacting.
You're embarrassing me. You're insulting me. You're insulting your own son. And you're basically trying to kick me off on the street. Okay. I'm going to the corner of that.
Sweetie, I love you. And I would never have you be home.
Well, if you love me, then why can't I come home?
I can talk about this with your father. Maybe we can rent a nice apartment for you, but, you know, you're going to have to clean it yourself. You can't borrow our maids.
Did you really just say that as a serious statement?
What a rough life. Oh,
I can't. I have to clean my own house? I mean, I'm grateful, but I think it would be a lot easier if I just moved back in.
She's offering you a free apartment. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, I think I'm being very, very generous in offering you an apartment without even having this discussion with your dad.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, Mom. I'll take the stupid apartment.
What? I think that he meant to say thank you,
yeah,
Sharon.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Wow.
God, Mom.
And I think you should listen to these radio folks.
Okay, Mom. Thank you for the stupid apartment.
Problem solved, I guess.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.